My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss the phone call between Davin and Jane's fiancé, Kane. So listen and enjoy.
He should have an American
told
on
me
call.
To suck my dick.
I think that was your favorite part. You told me she wanted to suck my dick.
And I know you've been there. And I know you, because you've been coaching her. You've been feeding her lines.
I know you.
See,
know.
I don't just call you out on things I think are horseshit, Joe. I do it to them too.
that was really good because you just because he was perplexed.
Yes,
he didn't know. He never got a call like that before.
He's like, why are you calling me?
Now
Mugu?
Remember, she wanted me to talk to him
because
they were going to handle me.
Yeah,
they were going to fucking.
They were going to handle you.
They were going to get me back on the course. Guilt me. Why she really loves you? That's what they were going to say. I'm guessing. Why are you treating her so bad?
And why? Why would her fiance be in the business of trying to get you two kids back together?
Yeah,
that
really
doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
No, well, they didn't really think this through, and they didn't know what was coming out.
No. She wanted to suck my dick.
Oh, my God. And, I was just like. Oh.
And the thing about it is that, yeah, that was their game to try to sucker you back in, because why would he stay in the phone so long? You've got to call light down here. Fuck you. And hang up.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to stay in the phone for 5 minutes.
No, I'd be like, I'm her fiance, man. Don't.
Of 2 days.
She wanted to suck your dick. How dare you, sir? Boom. You know, like.
You know, I see everything. I go, of course you do. You feed it a lie.
Yeah, she's a great girl. It's like, why are you even talking to me? Why
and
are you
thing
entertaining
about it is,
this?
Is that he said, I see everything to try to intimidate him.
Right.
You know, that's an intimidation tactic.
I didn't pick up on that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's an intimidation. And you just fire back. Of course you do. You're feeding her lines. You just went, oh, but, shut up, stupid. That's essentially what you did.
Yeah, I had enough of their horse shit.
Oh, my God. That was really funny. I mean, it just like saying, just calling it out and going, no, I know what's up. Don't you get I know what's up? And they're still like, how can we play this to our advantage? It's like, no, there is no advantage. Advantage, Davin.
But this is cat and mouse.
Oh, yeah.
So do we just let them go or continue?
I can't. How much longer is it? I gotta know.
Well, there's more. There's
no, but I mean the tape.
Oh, that's the end of the tape.
Oh, that was the end of it?
That's the end of the tape.
I would leave it here for tonight.
Yeah.
And leave it here for tonight and go.
Then you need to make a note to remind me what the fuck we did, because I always forget. And I
know you do.
So that's on you now.
All right.
So you guys like?
Yes.
One of the better ones?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because you laid in. Why don't put it on? It's going to catch fire.
No, it's not. It's off, stupid. All
right. I know. I don't like it when he puts paper on
yeah,
that.
I was trying to help.
I know.
I was confused by you trying to help.
No. Is that what you're going to tell the fire department?
Well, Joe warned me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the hardest I've come at a scammer.
Yeah, so far.
I pretty much said, you know, you should stop.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if we're done, let's just.
Which I've never done before.
Are we going to be honest here?
I've never gone out with a blaze of glory with these fucking scammers.
No. And you know what? I wish that there was more tape. What happened?
Was that your game plan, or did you just riff it that way and just roll with it?
I just riffed it. I didn't know I was going to be talking to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just didn't know. You know, I thought you did. This is my game. But sometimes if you're rolling, you roll with what you're given.
I had no idea that this was going to come where she was going to want me to talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. But I had enough of the horse shit. I felt insulted that the game was this bad.
Really?
Really?
Really? Really?
I will give her credit. She started to show some fucking humor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I already don't like her.
No, but the reallys were great.
You enjoyed the reallys.
Really? 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 Yeah. Really? Yes.
I thought that.
When she did it back at you, that was hilarious.
Yeah, a little moxie there.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, did you?
Yeah, it depends who it's coming.
Are you insulting my affliction?
But here's the interesting thing. I wonder who's actually running this shit. Because she seems more on the game than he does, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think I was talking to her on the texting.
Yeah, yes. But you were talking to the guy. Now, you're saying that on the game, these could be a group of people that we have, And this guy is just maybe running stuff, and he's like, "All right, I'll take the phone call. I'll be the boyfriend."
That was probably the plan.
You know, so right.
But it's a really shitty plan to have a fiance 2 days later.
What? It's like no, it's like saying, he's been her. I thought she was saying he's been her all along, yeah. And it's like.
Because I called her on that. I wasn't like, I guess she was expecting, what? No!
Yeah,
but
like,
the two key things are, like, well,
Joe's going to break it down for us.
Sucking my dick. Funny. But the other key thing, where it just went like, well, I could see everything going on. That is supposed to scare the shit out of you.
I didn't pick up on that.
And you just sunk, and something that was supposed to make you get nervous, you just fucking snapped and sunk your fangs into the motherfucker. Which is hysterical. He wasn't expecting that.
No. Like, that's why there was pauses. I think he was like looking around. Do we have somebody to feed me lines?
Yeah, really. And like kept saying, like, hello? Like are you still like there? I'm waiting for you to say something.
It's almost like
stupid.
I said, I had a pipe. I'll smash your brains in with this pipe. And then you take a mallet, wail me across the face. Really? Are you, asshole? I wouldn't be expecting that.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
You know, that you called his bluff instantly, in a second. Yeah. There was no bravado or shit like that in an instant. He didn't have time to think.
No.
And you caught him with his drawers
and
down.
I don't think they could. I still don't think they could comprehend
because,
what they're dealing with.
No, they're not.
And I told them what they're dealing with. You make great radio.
Yeah.
But like,
they don't. You know, they unfortunately prey on people that, you know, are lonely and are going to get nervous at what they say and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you didn't back down, and you're like, they're like, uh-oh, he was speechless.
Well, because, you know, you're saying, oh, I do drugs and hookers and stuff. Oh, I saw everything. You know, like, you should be scared, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
That I called up as General MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know whether to shit or wind his watch, you know, because he wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
I mean, he used him in the shame of some time.
Yeah.
he was winding.
That's the problem with that expression. You actually can do both.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I would shit first and then wind my watch.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.